Warm welcome to the cathedral to Father Andrew Brinkman from the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, who's here to do a wedding. So good to have you, Father. Just quickly, you know, last night in our men's group, an important question was raised as we were talking about that tragic submarine incident and a number of other tragedies that even those of us who aren't on social media or don't watch the news anymore because it's so saddening, are still finding these things out. And the question was raised, is there anything good going on globally? Like, where's the global good news source? I got to listen to the country music station in the morning to tell me something good thing to find out a bit of good news. Now, this isn't pie in the sky that I just need some good news so I feel good about myself. The question here is, I think what Jesus is getting to, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. If our hearts are heavy, then where are our treasures? And I dare say we are tempted and drawn into keeping our treasures in earthly things, which will fail us, guaranteed, as Jesus taught us. And the heart will be sad, it will be heavy, because we're just naturally drawn like flies to manure to the things that are not working. And look at the sadness that surrounds us. We're impacted. It was a wonderful question, and we stood there dumbfounded. Nobody at the table could come up with one good global thing. Not that there isn't. Don't get me wrong. But the question is of one of focus, and Jesus says, when your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled. What are we looking for? Where is our focus? And if the focus is on the things of the earth, and that becomes our treasure, and that's easy for us to do, granted, sadness is not far away, because it's all fleeting. The billionaire who tragically died this week, he doesn't have billions anymore. Have mercy, Lord, on his soul. Maybe he gets on his way to heaven, I hope. Fleeting. So our challenge, and the thing we came up with at the end is, we need to shift our focus. Why don't we be the source of good? Because it's a guarantee from Jesus Christ himself that the kingdom is victorious and it's being built. It's constantly being built. There are more Christians now than there were 100 years ago. Are there problems? Absolutely. Look at our little, Jesus' little kingdom here. Kingdom of the family, the small scale. And identify and let our eyes be drawn, and that's where our treasure is, in the things of God. And the little moments of grace and mercy that's happening all around us, and we need to talk about that. One of the most fruitful things we did on our Rome pilgrimage the last 2 years, and that we're trying to do more and more in every aspect and even in the office, is sharing of graces. We had to be very intentional about it. Let's talk about what went well today. Because when you're in Rome, you can talk about 1,000 things that didn't work. The buses, the cash, the ATMs, everything. And it was a shift of focus to say, no, Jesus is building his kingdom right now. He's not asleep and he's not a loser. He's a victorious king. And it's happening to varying degrees, I'm sure, insofar as we participate in it. But it's, I think it is a question getting back to, where's our treasure? And if our treasure is in the things of the world, we will be sad. So if we're sad, we got to ask the question, what am I looking at? Where am I placing stock? And if we start looking at the things of the kingdom, light follows, the heart becomes like it begins to float and it can absorb and ride out the storms, because that's the guarantee. Is that Jesus wins. Our treasures must be in the things of heaven that are happening now. But we must look for them and thank Jesus for them. That's our task. And if 1.2 billion of us Catholics did that, there'd be a news source, a global news source for all the good that's happening in Bangladesh and in Myanmar and Australia. So we have a little work to do in acknowledging the things of the kingdom and asking for more, more Jesus, more, 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 more. and seeing it, thanking him for it, and talking about it. Because St. Paul knows it's not our boasting. We're weak. But we can do one thing and acknowledge where the kingdom is being built in our lives, in our homes, in our community, in our state, in our country, and in our world. It's our task. Where is our treasure? Must be in heaven, in the things of heaven.